Hello and welcome to the Big Brother Niger Lowdown right here at your cool music station. My name is Grace and I'm joined by, you know, he said he's not beautiful, but I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Velvet. Whatever else you want to say.
And I have a Dara baby with me.
You know, Dara always has all the juicy gist.
And all the savagery as well.
I've got my new target today. You know, last time it was doing, this time I have a new target.
First up, I want to even say the fact that I think Dara might have been onto something when she says Sheg ain't slick. I mean, Shegs ain't slick.
She said he's going to jump ship in her words.
I told you.
And I think we got to give it to her.
If you haven't seen that video, you need to go back so you can really understand what we're talking about. But to be honest, I mean, it is eviction week. I literally felt the red lights come on and everything. It's about to go down. But for you this week, what was the highlight of the week for you?
My highlight this week was definitely Hermes winning the HOH game.
I'm sorry.
Am I the only one who felt like he was acting like he had to like win this by all means?
I feel like he's always like that.
No panding and all that.
He's always like that. Every task that he's ever done, he always makes sure that, look, 100%, I'm putting my all in. So I did not expect anything less from the HOH games. Like, I mean, I didn't expect the whole walkway thing that he did.
At the point, he was like...
And of course, it kind of seemed like they had to, you know, secure the victory, considering the fact that the benefits that would come with winning that. I mean, look at that. Mm-hmm. You know, your entire household gets immune from, you know, getting up for nomination. Mm-hmm. And then you get to recommend alongside your other housemates who gets nominated. And I think that was pretty lit. Anyway, my highlight personally was finally having the level two housemates party. You know,
okay.
I mean, last week we saw level one people go down at it, and of course now we finally got a taste of what it would look like.
The trenches party.
When we have a party in the trenches. Okay. Ain't no party like a trenches party, cause a trenches party we don't bother nobody. We just kiss groovy. No. More often than not, when people get into alliances and ships, it's because you know they're trying to play the long game.
They don't want to be evicted.
They want to join fandoms
individually,
and everything.
Individually, Bella and Shegs have a strong enough fan base to keep both of them in the game.
Shegs is an innit boy. He already has girls just wallowing to fan him, just basically, for doing nothing, just for being
for doing
in
nothing.
It.
He's okay. Like, you know, I mean, look at Deji that has been in the house, even though he's a fake housemate.
Yeah.
If he wasn't,
literally,
just, what did he say? He said he just sleeps and snores.
I was so upset.
That is another point I wanted to raise before we get to eviction. Are these fake housemates doing what they were sent to do? Because, I mean, we saw Modella. I mean, you literally saw Daniela and Khalid
going at it. You could have ruined it here. But I'm happy she didn't ruin it from the long
run. Exactly. I'm happy she didn't ruin it because.
Granted, she did very well at the Chillmax presentation. Because I heard, I mean, she was the best performer.
Darling,
she's an actor and she brought it. But they brought you here to shake tables.
Yeah. Only call break.
What are you playing there? What are you playing nice for?
If anything, I feel like the ship that Modella can actually affect is Beauty and Groovy.
I really thought that's what she was going to do.
For the reason that Beauty is actually a very volatile character. She's someone that can
be spikes up like
ticked off. Exactly.
Yeah.
She spikes really
fast. She'll be easy to, you know.
She'll be easy to tick off and everything.
Talking about Khalid and talking about Daniela. If Khalid goes home, it's eviction.
If Khalid goes home,
what do you think is going
to
happen?
I feel like Brian is going to move to Daniela because he's already...
You know?
Initially...
On the chessboard, he's already... in checkmate position.
Exactly.
Y'all are wild.
So one wrong move and that's it. But there are so many housemates. I think they should start kicking them off at some point. Or else...
No, did you just say kicking them off?
I mean, if they don't start to evict now, then we'll start having two...
I thought she was the villain.
My point is, if we don't evict now, we'll start having two, three people evictions later on. So they got to actually fast track the process.
I think it's better that way when we do have triple and quadruple evictions.
Why?
It kind of hurts more.
Remember last season when we had the first double eviction, how it shocked
everybody.
Everyone.
It's like it was like a reset button.
Like everybody woke up.
And again, it's similarly how you act foolhardy on the road until you have an accident. It's more or less the same with the housemates. They think they're going to live forever and they're going to be in the house forever until somebody goes home. Like,
and then they realize that this is really real.
I'm actually immortal. I'm not immortal.
I feel like if Saif goes home, I'm just... I really would like to see Doyin and Saif develop something. I really think they're really cute.
Doyin is actually playing a very smart game.
Yeah,
and
actually.
I really like that.
Like, about her too.
When, you know, her and Saif met up, see how they both downloaded gist for each other. Saif collected information from level one. She collected info from level two. I feel like they have a working partnership. And you know, Saif was like, I'm going to follow your rules for the party. Yeah. So I don't know what he was talking about.
But we shall watch. And if he goes
home, I'm looking forward to the party.
At least they will enjoy
and
the party.
And if you really think about it, that is the essence of a ship. It's not, especially in a game show like this, it's not just to be kissing and be group smooshing in jacuzzi.
Exactly. Information
a ship
exchange.
Should actually be a power couple kind of thing. Yeah. You know, you up my game, I up yours. You tell me to watch my back and you tell me what you've noticed. And when I'm not there, what's being said about me? Mm. You know, you just harmonize and, you know, synergize your energies and
I feel
take it all the way to the end of the,
that
end
for
of the
each
road.
Other. We've talked about, you know, Khalid with the partnership with Daniela and how we think it may or may not really work for him. And we talked about Saif. The other two queens.
Three queens. I want Meta.
No. The last one, she's not really giving us much. So we'll save her for later. Christy, so we're focusing on the two that are giving us energy, Amaka and Finam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. I want to just go straight to the money. Predictions, please. Who is leaving? How much are we going to drop?
But wait, we didn't talk about Christy O. No. Like,
you know why we didn't talk about Christy O? No, like, no, I have a very...
So
you know why
wicked.
We don't have anything to say about Christy O?
You're wicked.
Because I talk about her. Tell me five highlights from Christy O you have this week. Five.
C-H.
Literally, babe, you're and then beautiful. She you're nice. Beautiful, and then you're giving a platform to show your stuff to the world. Why aren't you showing your stuff to
I feel
the world?
Like maybe she. Okay, I know it's not an excuse, but maybe she's just warming up. She might be a late
warming
bloomer.
Up after 2 weeks.
It's just two
what
weeks.
Are you talking about?
It's literally
the game
just
started the
two
moment
weeks.
You
well, frankly speaking, it's not just
there
2 weeks.
No time.
It kind of
is. It's just 2 weeks for ships. It's not just 2 weeks for me to know who you are and be able to remember your name for something.
Who do you think is going home? First of all, two questions or two things. Do you think it's going to be a single eviction or a double eviction? And who do you think the one person or those two people will be?
I'm going to let you start. Do the honors.
Velvet.
Really?
I mean,
I got to admit.
I know who you're going to say. Just say it.
I mean, Christine, I don't know. I'm not happy saying this.
It will not
this,
shock us that she will not go.
It won't shock us.
Okay,
yes.
Then who do you think?
Who do you think is going to go, Grace?
So personally, who do I think is going to go home or who do I want to go home? There are two different
They're very different questions.
Because who do I think is going to go home? Christy, or like I just want to see more of her, but I feel like she might go home.
Yeah.
Khalid might go home. I don't know why.
Because he was late to the party.
Feeling.
He was late to the party.
Yeah,
remember when we had this last episode? We were saying where is Khalid?
You know, the people that we
I'm hoping
really
he doesn't.
Late bloomer.
Who do I want to go home?
Uh-oh.
Who?
Uh-oh.
It's Amaka. And there, I don't hate you.
Amaka is not
going I really
anywhere.
Like your drama. And that's the thing. That's why I say, who do I want to go home? Because I'm tired of... At the point, I was like, Amaka now, they should just help me reduce a mic, you know, and everything like that. So,
okay,
at the end of the day, she might not go home because the drama
content.
Is dead. I mean, I'm talking
Nigerians
about her now because of the
content.
Christy O. Learn.
I think that it's either going to be Khalid or Saif. Or...
Why do you think Saif is going to go home?
Because, I mean, he impresses at the HOH games and everything. But
and he has a ship.
Yeah, and he has a thing
a
when
long
we're
distance
doing,
relationship.
But I don't think he has that strong a fan base. And despite whatever content you're giving, if
you
your
have...
fan base is not strong enough, you're not like, you're going to come
home. I mean,
he's
voting, yeah.
I think she
it's
has a point
power.
There. Because we can't use the body language of the housemates to judge the body language of Nigeria.
Yes, Amaka does
sadly.
Have supporters.
Yeah, I mean, she ought to have because she's vocal about it. So, you know.
So I think Saif is going to go home. God. I think Khalid is going to go home. And let me just throw in a third person. I think Cristiano is going to go home.
So you see
too.
Our conscience levels now. Me being the nicest person. I just said one person. You said two.
No,
you said only the
no,
three people.
No, I said, I made it different. I said, look, I know she might not go home. But she's loud. See, there's even between being vocal and being loud, but that's it. Let's
no,
leave it
see,
there.
We are giving predictions based on what Biggie may or may not do. If Biggie evicts one person,
then I think it's Christy. If it's two
people,
I think Khalid is more likely to go home than Saif. I got a feeling.
Don't
I don't know.
I like Khalid. I really like the energy. Like, I know he's not all out there.
He's not. He's very
you know,
quiet.
But I like that he's kind of like that because we already have a lot of them out there.
Do you know what's going to happen now? Mm. We're just going to wait for the party that's going to happen on Saturday and see how things progress from there. And you know, we're going to have that space on Cool FM, so make sure you catch that. We're
that's
gonna have
better.
A space during
I'll be
the party,
there.
And I'll be
live
there too.
And you better
I'm,
be
I'm coming,
there.
I'm coming to come for Grace.
We're gonna
I gotta
be
come
there,
for you, girl.
Yes. But you know, while we're expecting, what's gonna happen at eviction night? Like, yes, we're just. Keep it locked, people. Don't go anywhere. BB Nights are low down. We're going to be here.
It's hot.
Ready for all the things that's going to happen, okay?
Okay. Bye.